Welcome, friends. So this is the third session in this module of challenges in Indian research writing. And we started with the quality and quantity issue. And we discussed that we need to improve Indian research, particularly with respect to numbers. And we also need to improve with respect to impact of that research. And we discussed some challenges in our earlier two sessions, that how Indian research is suffering because of lack of proper training, because of lack of proper coordination between various stakeholders. There are issues with respect to overlapping researches. There are issues with non-availability of proper support in terms of library, in terms of secretarial, in terms of database management. And then we also have problems related to conceptualization of research and data collection. So all those challenges are there, which we highlighted in our earlier two sessions. And we also discussed that how can we remove these challenges so that ultimately we should be able to publish, we should be able to write in top ranking journals of the world. Now in this third session, in this series, here we are focusing on challenges particularly related to writing part. The first two sessions were mentioned about conducting the research, that what are the challenges in academic research, particularly with respect to conducting the research. Now, in this particular session, we are focusing on challenges related to writing part of the research. Now, in this writing part of the research, there are various phases in writing activity. The first phase is pre-writing process. The pre-writing process, that you have to plan that what are you going to write, and clarity in that writing process is very important. And how you will bring that clarity? For that purpose, you have to know that you need to have clarity on your topic, that what you are going to give to your reader, the one who is going to read your paper, what he or she will get after reading that paper. So that particular thing, that clarity should be there in your mind. If that clarity is not there, then you will not be able to publish in good journals. So the first important thing in research writing is the pre-writing process and clarity of objectives is there. Many a times, unfortunately, again, this is a challenge, that we do not have a clear idea that what are we researching. And this becomes even more important in case of social science, in case of humanities, in case of literature, that we are not knowing that what are actually we researching on. And therefore, we have very, you can say, severe issues with respect to academic writing in management, in economics. If you recall our first session, we discussed that how USA has published somewhere around 270,000 papers in the field of economics. And in India, we have published only around 7,000 papers in that area. So the huge gap is only because we do not have clear thesis. We do not have clear idea of the objectives. The second challenge is about planning and logistics aspects of the research writing. Here, what is the problem? You have not considered where to start your research, nor have developed a research writing plan. You should know that what type of review is required for this particular problem, what type of methodology is required for this particular problem, because others have done it, therefore I am also doing the same thing. Most of the Indians follow this particular logic in planning and logistics aspect, because XYZ in America has followed this approach, therefore I am also following the same approach in India. This is not going to work, my dear. You have to be very, very specific that why this particular methodology, why this particular kind of steps are suitable for your research. So, planning and logistics, you need to have a very careful activity. Then, once you design the logistics, then research and data collection. This is the third important phase. And here the problem is, you have not found enough resources, nor do you know how to interpret and analyze your findings. Again, this is a challenge which is a kind of corollary of the issue related to lack of research training. When you do not have proper research training, these type of problems occur. You do not know from where to get resources, and then you do not know how to interpret and analyze your finding. Your data may say something, but you will analyze, you will interpret the way you are thinking. So, many a times in Indian research, you will see this type of challenge that the finding, the interpretation which you are presenting may not have any relation with the data which you have collected for your research or the analysis which you have done from that data. So, that is also again a very poor indicator of your research activity. Then further, the fourth important phase is drafting and writing the research paper or research finding in the form of a document. Here, the problem is you have collected your information, but do not know how to organize it into a well-written research paper. You have lot of information now. We assume that you have some kind of clarity, you have some kind of research training, and you went for some kind of empirical study, you collected data, you use some latest statistical packages for analyzing the data. So, now you have enough masala available with you, but because of your poor ability to organize things in a proper manner, you are not able to put them into the form of a well written research paper. So, that is also a limitation, a challenge for Indian research writing. And then further, revising, editing and proofreading. These are also challenges. Many a time when you are submitting paper to some good ranking journal which is being published from Europe or America, you get this type of comments that paper needs to be proofreaded from a native English speaking person. And that is again a major challenge for large number of Indian researchers, that we need to have good skills of writing, we need to have good command over the language. And when you have good command over language, you will be able to express your ideas in a better way. So, you are knowledgeable, we are not doubting on that. So, you are knowledgeable, you know your research, but putting your research with those words which can explain your research lucidly, so that others can understand that research properly, others may have interest in reading your research. Not only understand, but your research writing must create interest in the reader's mind, so that that reader can read your entire writings. So, that is a major challenge, and language related, you can say, these are the challenges which are coming because of language. So, you have written your draft, but still have a number of logic, organization, grammar, spelling and punctuation mistakes. So, we need to work that how we can improve our, and we need to have this training right from our school education, so that our students can have good control over the language. So, language development is a very important thing. Then apart from that, these different five phases we discussed, we have problems with related to weak organization of paper. The longer a paper, the more challenging it is to ensure that the paper is well organized and unified. We need to have a decent length of the research paper. If you try to write too many things in a single paper, there will be problems related to proper organization of the research paper. Then poor support and development of ideas. Excessively short or long paragraphs are one indication that the ideas in the paper are not developed well. If it is too short or if it is too long a paragraph, it means that you do not have the clarity on that particular idea, what you are writing in that paragraph. So it has to be a moderate length paragraph so that your ability to express that idea into limited words can be highlighted. So the proper support of idea and development of idea is also required in good research writing. Then another important issue is related to weak use of secondary sources. We use as a kind of ritual, we do literature review in our research, but it is like a ritual only. We do not understand the purpose of these secondary sources, the literature review in our research, that how it is going to strengthen the logic of your research. And therefore, the real purpose of literature review, which we have discussed in our earlier sessions also, that need to be incorporated in our research activities. And then excessive errors, we have already discussed with respect to grammar, with respect to logic, with respect to spelling, with respect to sentence formations. So lot of errors are there with respect to our writing activities. So proper command over language is required for improving the research writing, reducing these errors in our research writing, because these errors reflect very poorly on the part of researcher. So you need to improve on these aspects so that we can overcome the challenges of our research. So with this, we come to end of this third session of challenges in Indian research writing and academic publications. Thank you very much.